we used to go, been to Cable Street, wasn't it? Remember that one?
It's hard really, because it sounds like we're bouncing off one another, but we used to go out together so many times.
It was only 15, weren't we? It was 15, first time we went down to London sort of thing.
Yeah.
To the reggae.
Remember some of the things we've had to speak about.
All them coloured guys walking around.
Was that in a basement of a sort of...
Waldorf Street and all
around there. Yeah, that became a famous club years later.
You had all the coloured guys walking around with the old cutthroats in the back of their trousers.
What's that, a little knife thing?
No, the old razors.
Razors?
Yeah. And I remember we was there and I asked one of the guys there, I said, "Here, mate," I said, "where's the toilets?" And he went, "just out the back there." So I walked through these funny doors out into a kind of a garden, went to go in the loo there, and there's a coloured bird sitting there with the door wide open and the legs wide open. But I'm only 15, I thought, no. I shot back again, like, and one of the guys in there, if you remember that guy, tall guy, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He came up and he went, "You've got to be careful in these clubs," he said. So we said, "Oh yeah," he said, "yeah." He said, "if you get any trouble, call," I think his name was Arthur or some name like that. So I said, "well, what are you going to do?" And he pulled the gun out. He said, "I'll settle it for you." And then walked off. Nice. Like I said, we was only 15 at the time.
We come back to Walthamstow.
Yeah. We came back pretty quick, didn't we?
We did go some rough places, didn't we?
Yeah, we did at that.
there's
some good old days, but like I say, the Bell was in a one at the pub. Used to dance in there, but that used to go a little bit
funny. Because you could dance in a lot of the pubs then, couldn't you? There was always a sort of designated area, because once two or three people started dancing, people would spread out the long
arms
to sort of dance, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it became a recognised thing that most of the pubs would allow you to dance, wouldn't
it? The only trouble is when they had too many drinks, wasn't it?
Roger was saying that he was the singer and you were the dancer. What sort of dancing was you doing then?
All the type of modern ones, I suppose.
Stuart's got snake hips. He can do anything. He can dance the pants off of anybody.
Yeah, he does.
I don't know about that.
He's dancing. He is a good dancer.
Do you still do dancing now, like, and show the rest of the family up? Or
nah. I just do line dancing with this Ciroc. Owen Ciroc, yeah, when we went out, Walden, like you say, dancing in the street. Done a David Bowie, wasn't it?
Oh, was it?
All dancing. Yeah, went a bad old day, that. It's just to try and jam up. What was the other one we went to? Braintree. We were dancing out in the street there, at Braintree. Done it in there. Trying to think of all the places we went to.
Do people call you Snake Hip Stewart?
It's just not. It's not. I think they're just taking the mick out of me. Anytime someone wants to dance, they keep saying, "Get
old Snake."
I'm too old to do it, I think. That's it. That's how we do have some laughs.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's the Walthamstow Baths was the one, isn't it? Things like that, wasn't it? That was the fun.
I mean, Walthamstow Baths, Leighton Baths, they were great places to go to.
We see Johnny Ireland.
Who?
Johnny.
Yeah. There's loads. We used to see
Johnny Leighton. Well, he was at Leighton Baths, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who else was there? There was a Yardbirds, wasn't it? Yeah, the Birds.
Has anybody ever seen the Beatles when they came back to London? And all the barriers went down and everybody invaded.
Yeah, at the airport.
I brought the barrier down. I went, have the barrier down, and everybody started pushing, everybody ran forward.
Yeah. That was at the airport, wasn't it?
London Airport, yeah.
Yeah. I remember the girls came
coming
up.
When we saw the Beatles down at Granada Walthamstow, I was backstage, we were down the side, and there was loads of girls there.
Yeah.
And I went, "if you wait long enough, I'll introduce you to John." They went out. I said, "I'm his manager." I was about 16. Oh, yeah. What one do you want to speak to? That's a great time.
Kept getting the girls asking me to put me on the shoulder, wasn't it? Because I was tallish at the time.
Well, so that's what I've done with Chris. I sat Chris on my shoulders. Yeah. And I looked a bit like Tom Jones when I was a kid. And I had a pony tie at the back, because when he was first starting off, he had a pony. Yeah. And because my Chris lover, she was sitting on my shoulders. Backstage was his wife. And as he was singing, his wife was pointing to Chris and to me. And I could sort of mouth, she was going, he looks like Tom, he looks like Tom, you know what I mean? But that was...
it's not unusual. Yeah. It's
not unusual. And funny enough, he was singing that.
Thanks for that, Roger. Thanks, Stuart, for sharing that. We've heard from Vic before, talk about dancing. But Michael's